This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. I'm not in my normal, humble broadcast studio. I am coming to you remotely as we are in a situation where I am not at home, and I can't use my normal broadcasting equipment, so we're kind of going old school here. So I say I'm sorry about the reduced audio fidelity for both our listeners as well as our affiliate stations, and we'll be back behind the studio glass next week at this very same time. Telephone wise, in this hour, you can reach out at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com as well. We're going to kick this hour off by talking to a gentleman who we talk to quite often here on the show. He is a racing team owner, a former racer himself, a pioneer in diesel drag racing. The one and only Greg Hogue is standing by, ready to tell us all about what he's been up to lately. A little later on, we've got Don Jones, the old car guy himself, who's going to be telling us all about his latest travels and some other great news from the world of classic cars. Why don't we get things started right away by bringing forth, again, a gentleman who I've known for many, many years. He worked on Project X and has been very influential in training a number of people to become professional race drivers and drag racers. And he's a fascinating gentleman, now a retired firefighter from Texas. It's my pleasure to welcome the one and only Mr. Greg Ho. Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. We're having a great day. Our race team, we've got a lot of stuff going. We just ran the Mile High Nationals 3 weeks ago in Denver with the dragsters. We actually went out, and I had to climb back behind the wheel for a race, and I enjoyed it. We didn't go quite as fast as we wanted, but up on the mountain, the density altitude will kind of throw you off. We were actually up there to help a pro stock team, and I'm so happy to announced that Warren Johnson now has horsepower one more time, and his motors are running really good with the Total Seal car of Matt Hartford. It was great to see them out running again, and WJ's made some power, and everybody's talking about it. But we ran our diesel up on the mountain, and we didn't do really that great. The altitude got us, but we've got a lot of races planned this year. We've got more coming up. We'll be in Shreveport, Oklahoma City, Dallas, and Vegas are the next races, plus the NADM races later in the year. You can go to our Facebook fan page and see our schedule and where we're going to be at. Today's been an interesting day. I picked up an exchange student from Switzerland, a young lady that's going to be staying with us for the year, and we're having a really good time of running her around and getting her phone turned on and getting her ready to start her school year in Aledo school districts out here in high school. So it's kind of interesting. We're going to take a lot of exchange students from all over the world to the races this year with us too, and introduce them to the world of drag racing.
Well, that's fantastic.
A lot of things have been going on in the diesel world. I know my good friend Gail Banks has finally let the information out, which I've known for a while, that he is the motor producer for the new vehicle to replace the Hummer, and he's gone into full production, and I'm so happy for him. He's producing a really good diesel engine that they build. It's a modification of a Duramax diesel. They modify it to work in the military application, and they've done real good. The diesel's really coming a long way. There's a lot of new cars coming out. Chevrolet's really stepped up with their next generation, soon to come out here this fall, of the Chevy Cruze. So I think that's going to be great. I know Ford's got some of their diesels coming in, and I got to drive one of the new Jeeps the other day, and I think that was a wonderful vehicle. It ran really good. It kind of reminded me of the Volkswagen Touareg. A lot of power and very sturdy vehicle. So
that's good to hear. Yeah, the Touareg definitely, with that 10-cylinder engine, was a powerful one.
It really was. I wish that Volkswagen, it had been more popular over here or more available over here. But this Jeep really, really impressed me. I drove one of the new Nissan trucks with a Cummins Titan engine, and it's a powerhouse. There is a lot going on in diesel. Diesel is the future of America's energy needs. Gail Banks once said that the future of our energy needs is here, and it's called turbo diesel.
Well, I have so much respect for Gail. He's been on the show umpteen times over the years, and you drove for him, so you know him a lot closer than I. He's just a brilliant guy. You know?
He really is. He is the real deal. He is a hot rodder. He really enjoys what he does. His race cars, his entire race shop is mostly comprised of his hobbies.
That's certainly great news that he's working with the military. I know he's been consulting for a long, long time, but to have the honor of actually building the engine for what will replace the Hummer, I mean, that's really going to make him smile.
It's a large-scale deal. It's over 100,000 engines, and he's been doing work a long time for the military, but it was just something that just wasn't public knowledge, and there was a reason for that. Gail on his campus has a lot of stuff going on that's not really publicly known, but he does a good job. They're a good engineering firm, and I enjoy driving for him, and I enjoyed knowing him. He's a good friend, and he's the real deal. I got to meet Jay Leno and them out there with a lot of the projects that Gail works for him, and that's the neat thing about Jay. Jay is just a real average Joe person. He isn't like a lot of stars that are kind of divas. He's down to earth and treats everybody with a lot of respect.
Yeah, no, and that's been my experience with Jay. And Jay, unlike some of the other celebrity car collectors, you know, is a mechanic. I mean, he'll get under the hood or under the car and do a lot of wrenching himself. Of course, I know he has a whole crew. He has assembled so many vehicles, collected so many classic cars, a few high-performance new vehicles, and motorcycles as well. There's no way he could maintain it. It's grown so much. He needs to have this crew around. But I've heard stories about folks breaking down on in Hollywood, in the hills, only to have Jay Leno pull up behind them and help them. And the people are shocked. Here's Jay Leno, a celebrity, getting out of his car, coming up to their car with a flat tire or a dead battery or something and offering help.
Absolutely. He actually gets his hands dirty and turns wrenches, and I've witnessed that. And he's he has a passion for it. He really loves the automobile. And he also has a passion for collecting and preserving history. He's very detailed on his
journey. So true, absolutely. Great. We'll put it in neutral when we come back on the other side. More with a racing pioneer for diesel-powered racing machines. Greg O has always got lots of great stories. You're not going to want to miss it, so don't go away. I said you're on, buddy, I'm never that fine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
J.C. Whitney is celebrating 101 years of everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog. The 101 sweepstakes is now underway, and you can enter to win a custom Jeep Wrangler Unlimited, plus see their car show event calendar and more at 100.jcwhitney.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you very much for being here on Auto World. Grace Hogue is our very special guest. He is the gentleman that we have followed over the last decade or so, diesel racing pioneer, drag racing pioneer, worked along with Hot Rod Magazine with Project X, and of course has gone on to so many other great things. Right now he's a team owner and occasional driver and certainly, to set a vehicle up for, this type of racing, requires a great deal of skill. You tune your cars to every single track that you're going to be participating in, or is there one drag racing setup that works at all different facilities?
At the power level we're at, every track offers an obstacle for us. So we tune. We spent the last couple of weeks putting some of our crew people through the car at a lower power level so that they understand what it's like to be in a car at 200 miles an hour, 4 inches off the ground. So when they're working on the car, we also teach crew members, too, to be a part of what we're doing. But to be a driver, you've got to, this is not an adrenaline rush. Being a driver is being able to react instantly to the car and making decisions. And I'm finding that a lot of the great drivers, their mind goes into a set of preset programs when something happens, and they react instantly. And that's what makes a good driver.
That's a really good description, Greg. I've asked you this before, but you know, I'd appreciate you addressing it once again. You know, to be a really good racing car driver, a couple of folks, pretty famous folks, have said, you know, you really have to be born with certain skills. And I'm just curious as to your thoughts about that. Is it a combination of some skills that you're born with, you're blessed with, along with training, or can just anybody become a racing driver?
I believe that anybody can be good at it, but there are some people that are great. I don't consider myself one of those people that are great. I work hard at it, but you see some of the people in pro stock that their lights are just incredible, and they do it time after time after time. And then you see some people that work hard at it and struggle. Drag racing is a sport that anybody can participate in, and they can find a level where they can be good at it. It just requires some people to work harder at it than others. And then the people that are really good at it, that work very hard, it becomes evident. People like Luke Bodacki, who's wins and wins and wins. I have an interesting story. Charlie Stewart, who builds the chassis that we run, and he also builds the little 63 Corvette chassis, Charlie Stewart race cars. He's 60 years old. His son's been driving for him. And his recently, his son, who works for XTO Energy, had to step out of the car. He just was too busy. Charlie has now won and going to the Race of Champions, won the IHRA class that he runs in, won the division at 60 years old. And it's incredible. We've picked on some new sponsors like the Cool Shirt. They use those, doctors and nurses use them in their surgery rooms to keep them constant temperature. Now we brought them on as a sponsor and working with them to distribute their product throughout the racing world. It's really an incredible product that keeps you cold. A lot of people, the racing world is coming roaring back. A lot of people are getting back into it. NHRA, who is the computer makers that run the engines that I run from Sweden, their stuff is really becoming a norm for the high-end cars. The injectors that we run in our cars come from a bunch of Bosch engineers that retired in America and formed a company called Exergy. And they built some incredible injectors. I wouldn't get injectors from anywhere else. And they're so precise when you can deal directly with Bosch engineers. But there's just so much going on out there.
Absolutely. So you would recommend folks visit the webpage for your racing team, just to get all the latest information, all the latest up to the second info as to where you're going to be racing.
Our racing team, it's Greg Hoke's Comp 461 Motorsports, but the easiest thing is the keyword on Facebook is Comp, C-O-M-P 461. And we have all of the people on there that we talk about. Sorry to hear it. 2 weekends ago, Jared Jones in the Shy Dragster had a bad accident. We called him that night. It seemed like he's okay and crashed the car. But the diesel world's got a lot of new up-and-coming people. We're going to have a lot of dragsters out probably by next year. But we're having a good time. Everybody is looking forward to the end of the year. We're going to be in Vegas. Hopefully we'll see you at the PRI and the SEMA show. And there's a lot of fun stuff going to be happening. We're going to be looking for a new group of up-and-coming drivers to run through the car. And we're giving them opportunities in our driver development program. And it's kind of interesting. These most of them have gone on to do real good. So I'm looking forward to this year.
And I know you enjoy teaching the younger drivers some of the nuances of drag racing, because even if they have significant track time in a racing machine, driving what you're going to have them driving is a whole different ballgame.
It is. They have to dedicate themselves to driving a high-end race car. They have to understand what the car can do and can't do, and to have the feeling of what's going on in the car, so that if it makes a mistake, they react, and they react with the right set of skill sets. And it takes years to learn those skill sets in some applications, but some of these young people, they pick it up so quickly. It's amazing to me. But driving is a good thing. I mean, there's racing out there. You know, anybody can go out to your local track and take your street car out there and race. And I encourage people to do that. There's a lot of fun to be had. And I'll say one thing. Racing happens at a racetrack. I don't really condone, and I've done it, and it's wrong, but I don't condone street racing. As a firefighter, I've seen the results too often. And so that I really encourage people to go out and support their local track and race and have a good time. And there are people out there like myself. I freely help people learn how to do it and how to get licensed and have fun.
Pleasure. We'll get you back for an update real soon. Everybody check out his Facebook page. There he is, diesel racing pioneer, Greg Hogue. Thanks so much, my friend.
Thank you. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be. And it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Our toll-free line is open for your participation. 1-855-660-4261. Or via the email bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. Throw out a trivia question, and the trivia question is going to be about, why don't we make it about a car that is semi-old, but not super-duper old, but let's put it that way. Let's see. I know last week we had the original Corvette question, the color scheme of the original Corvette, both inside and out. Now, this time around, I'm going to ask you to name the vehicle from Chevrolet, which was kind of a combination of a car and a pickup truck. Kind of looked like somebody sawed off the traditional wagon and made it an open bed car. It was very popular, and there are rumors that eventually we will see a return of one of those vehicles as well. Ford had a variant, also equally popular. 855-660-4261, bob@boblongradio.com. Right now, let's go to the president and CEO of the oldcarguys.com. Here he is, the man himself, Don Jones. Don, how you doing?
Well, pretty good. You know, every time you give me that introduction, I think that we ought to add maybe janitor and lawn keeper or something like that. When you're a one-man show, I guess you get to do it all.
Yeah, chief, what's the old expression, chief cook and bottle washer.
The whole shebang.
Are you headed to any car shows in the coming weeks?
Yeah, we'll be packing up on Thursday evening to head to Springfield, Missouri, and we'll be attending the Ozark Swap Meet down there. It's a four-day event. We'll be down there Friday and Saturday, which are the two busy days. And we had good luck last year picking up clients and finding some cars. So we'll hope to repeat that again this year.
That's great. And what are you going to be looking for when you go to one of these events? Are there specific vehicles or specific parts on your wish list, or do you have some demands put upon you by your customers? How do you approach an event like this?
Well, we've really exploring the different vendors or different people there that are selling things to see if they're cleaning out the garage or if they, in fact, have some type of business, to see if their business model fits our advertising model. And then we sell them an advertising package, depending if they're very, very unique and have a very, very limited market. We may give them a free ad, but the smaller ads that are only $100 a year. So it's advertising for a small entrepreneur that just about anybody can afford.
Yeah, right. No, that's very true here in 2016, and definitely you got to be on the lookout. And one question that's thrown at me from time to time with folks wanting to sell their vehicle is the issue of matching numbers. Why don't you explain what a matching number is, Don?
Right. It's really important on cars that you see in the 50s and 60s, and they're looking to make sure that the numbers on the vehicle identification number match the different components of the car, the engine, the transmission. There's also a identification number on the car that will give paint codes, detailed things to talk about maybe the month and year that the engine was built. So in some cases, you want to make sure that if this has a replacement engine, that those codes on the engine would match the manufacturing of the car. So, paint schemes, trim, the whole nine yards are very basically real important to the value of the car.
Yeah, very important. Don't neglect that, folks, because it can really come back to bite you. 855-660-4261. We are looking for the pickup-based truck / car. It was more of a car than a truck, kind of a station wagon would be. Cover on the station wagon sawed off. It was a Chevrolet variant of this vehicle. I'll even throw out a question. I'll tell you the competitor was a Ford El Camino. So you should definitely dial in at 855-660-4261. Don, tell us a little bit more about some of the things that you're doing as the summer starts to wrap up here. Are there going to be quite a few shows that you'll be attending, or are things starting to slow down from the busy time of June and July?
Not for us. To be quite honest with you, I don't like to go to shows in July and August unless they're a swap meet. It's just too hot. And I'd rather do my exploration in the October, November time frame when it comes to searching out these yards and taking pictures of the automobiles in the yards. And then, of course, this winter we'll be down in Florida at some events down there, including being over at Don Garlitz Museum for a swap meet in November.
That's going to be cool. Yeah, I am living in Florida presently, and I haven't had the opportunity to check out the really rich history down here in automotive racing with Daytona, of course, the 500 and the shorter races there. And there's also many, many Sebring is down here, and and many other great racing tracks. But so this was the naughty Cadillac that he wasn't supposed to drive. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we're let me back up to the question you had before that you asked me about the importance of these VIN numbers. Something that I would recommend to any car enthusiast who are out there searching around and thinks they found a bar find or whatever find is to get the VIN numbers off these cars and to use a Google search or give me a call with those numbers. And you just might find an extremely rare car. And even if that car doesn't have an engine in it, just the fact that you have a body in whatever shape, it could be worth $10,000 or more. And maybe quite a bit more than that, depending on the condition that body. Now, keep in mind, a few years ago, we found three Hemi cars that have been sitting in the salvage yard for over 20 years, and we got over $10,000 apiece for each of those three cars. No engine, no transmission.
Yeah, I mean, no transmission, that's a problem, Doug.
Well, not really. If you got the matching numbers, just the body alone can be worth over $10,000. So just check these things out. If you find those old cars out at their grandpa's place or something, there might be something extremely special there. Going back to what we'll be doing this summer, or actually this winter, we'll be at the Carlisle events in Florida, and if we can, we may be able
to... Oh, great. Hold that thought, Don. We'll come back with more after this message.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading lift gate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Speaking of,
ain't that a fine machine?
A little video piece on their new flagship model, the XTS, and we'll have more on that on a future edition of Auto World. Right now, we're focusing on Don Jones. He is the president, CEO, chief cook and bottle washer and everything in between for the oldcarguys.com. And Don, we were talking a little bit about what you've got available for free for folks to check out at the oldcarguys.com. But supposing I want to list my car, how much is that going to cost?
Well, you could put it up there yourself for $25, and we'll keep it up there until the car sells or up to 1 year. And if you've got a large collection of cars, give me a call, and we'll make an arrangement to come out and do all the work for you and do a marketing strategy to try to get the best price, considering we're in all 50 states and about 67 foreign countries now. We've got a big audience out there to find you a buyer.
Great idea. What's the most unusual request that you can remember getting from a customer looking for something very, very off the wall?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know about it. Off the wall is that we're getting more and more calls for people looking for extremely hard to find things. Studebaker parts, starters for Studebakers or... there was some other little clutch linkage. They were looking for a Studebaker a couple of days ago. Somebody else was looking for carburation linkage on some kind of an old Ford. And sometimes people aren't exactly sure how to handle a problem. So not only is it sometimes that they're looking to buy a new starter or a salvage yard starter, where the actual answer to their problem could be on somebody in their area that can build it for them. Or even if they have to ship it to, like here in St. Louis, we have people that specialize in rebuilding these old starters and generators. And there are places that will sell you parts that will fit. It might not necessarily be the right brushes, but other people have modified, say, generator brushes to fit where the original product might not be available. So there's a lot of folks out there that are using their imagination to keep these old cars running. And then right now, I guess the biggest thing we've got two new salvage yards for sale, one in here in St. Louis and one in North Carolina.
Wow, so two are for sale. How much are they asking for a junkyard in 2016?
The one in North Carolina, which is, I think, well over 600 classic cars, and the real estate, he's only asking in the neighborhood of $650,000 for that. The one here in St. Louis is about 5 acres. They've only got about 300 cars, but part of the property is an old steel foundry. And it's just a massive building with an overhead gantry crane and electric out. You can do any kind of work you want with the electrical system inside there. And it's sitting on 5 acres of industrial zone property. So for somebody that wanted to have a big auto parts disassembly place, this is the perfect place for them. To which we're talking to a guy in Washington State on that project. I think he's asking $2.5 million for that.
It will definitely be in the experience of a lifetime for somebody lucky out there. No question about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunities for somebody who wants to get into the salvage business, and a lot of these places there's ways of dealing with it where you can get grandfathered in, depending on the state laws, of course, where through a kind of a lease purchase arrangement, you can protect yourself against some of the modern changes in EPA laws and whatnot. Now, of course, all these yards are in compliance with current federal EPA, including the entire yard is concreted. So you got like, you know, one yard, you got like 3 acres under concrete to do your work on.
Well, that gives them a lot of flexibility, no doubt about it. What's the largest single junkyard that you've ever encountered?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I guess we're dealing with a couple of yards with 4,000 to 6,000 cars. Classic wise, most of the yards I found have been some of the larger yards I found have been in a neighborhood between 4,000 and 6,000 cars. A lot of yards they've been selling off cars when the price of scrap goes higher. So that's kind of where they've been weeding it out to make the room for more inventory. Totally for us, we're up in a neighborhood of 30,000 salvage cars sitting, I think, now, and we're gonna be adjusting. Some of the yards have actually sold all their inventory, so they're not there anymore. I think we're sitting at right now like 19 salvage yards across 10 or 11 states. We just, you know, with these new ones that we picked up, and then we've got just tons of people we're bringing in that have got the backyards, the garages. You know, they're out there buying one or two cars at a time and just assembling it. And I can't imagine, you know, how many parts they have, you know, all of this assembled sitting around in baskets and boxes.
And certainly I know that you talk quite often about some of the junkyards in Kansas that are particularly chock full of goodies.
Right, I'll be talking next week to our fellows at the Mopar yard about getting some leads around Billings, Montana. I just talked to my Army buddy out there about doing some exploring around Billings. So we're kind of putting together our travel plan. So I think he's going to take some time off of his part-time job, and we're going to, you know, explore junkyards together. I doubt if we're going to be using his GT 500, but probably the old pickup truck will probably be good enough. Still with me, Bob?
Yeah, I sure am, Don. Just a little digital blip there in my my line, as I am not in my normal home studio at the moment. Let's see what we got here. We got a couple of people chiming in. Yes, Ford called theirs the Ranchero, so this is a really good hint. What was the name of the Chevrolet variant of this? Basically, they took a traditional station wagon and made it into a large pickup truck bed. The telephone number, 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. Don, we want to remind folks that you are there. If they are in need of finding a particular classic car or a particular part, then why don't we make sure and give out that telephone number and they get to talk to you.
Okay, yes. I'm at area code 314-306-7507 here in sunny St. Louis.
Yeah, what's the temperature there today? I've been hearing reports of some really, really hot areas of the country today. How about St. Louis?
Well, I was kind of joking a little bit. It's actually been raining all day, and it's in the high 70s, so it's actually fairly cool here today. I'm not sure what we're going to have the rest of the week, but I'm kind of worried today about that if it was going to dry out enough to get the lawn mowed by the end of this coming week. But yeah, it's pretty decent here today, and hopefully this weather will hold out through this weekend. We'll be 150 miles farther south of Missouri for that swap meet.
That's great. Sounds interesting. And again, the website is theoldcarguys.com. Don also has a Facebook page. And of course, you can reach out and touch him via the phone, which is something that is very rare. And Don, one more time, give out that telephone number.
Sure. Area code 314-306-7507.
There he is, the old car guy himself. The one and only Don Jones. Thanks so much for your time here today, Don.
Okay, buddy.
All right. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thank you so much for coming along for the ride.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
Dinovite .com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc. There's flaxseed oil, the seaweed, the kelp, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.